the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Mr. William D. Morgan. You guys can get on to call in to the show 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. For all you Skypers out there, Will Morgan 781 is the ID you want to hit up. We got a lot to talk about tonight, guys. We got Jay Cutler news, MMA news. We got a lot to talk about. Let me head over to line number one very quickly. I do have a caller on the line. Dr. Doom, how you doing, man?
I'm chilling tonight. Relax. Ready to mingle.
There you go. Let me ask you, how's everything going for you this week?
It was fine until the damn sign Jay Cutler, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, man. I'll take a sip of my sparkling mineral water. Jay Cutler signs a one-year, $10 million deal. Let's go ahead and talk about him now. Was he a good fit for the Dolphins?
No. Hell, they were trying to get Tim Tebow. But sure they didn't want to sign Kaepernick.
Right. Now, I think it's interesting, too, if you head over to the Facebook group, Sports Report group page, I put up Jay Cutler's press conference. And you know, I really didn't buy into what everybody was saying. Yeah, I did believe he wasn't a leader, per se, but I didn't believe too much the slumped shoulders, the negative energy, things like that. I wasn't believing that part of it until I saw the video of the press conference.
The dude is trash, man.
Yes.
And it's like, it's the truth, man. This dude, I don't understand how he was in the league for so long, yo.
I don't get it either. I don't understand it either.
And they're like, hey, oh, he has some intangibles. Nah, man, he's just garbage.
I'm trying to figure out what intangibles does he have? He's going to throw, if you look at his numbers, he's going to throw it more to the other team than your team.
Yep.
And we're not even talking about the interceptions. What about the fumbles?
Yep. Yeah, let's see if he's going to rally them down the line. I mean, they got to play the Patriots twice. You could just chalk those up to damn
losses. Losses. On one side, I understand it. One side, I get it. You did have your best year under Adam Gase, but the best year that you had, he was what, 6-10?
Yep.
And led your team to the playoffs once.
And rode the bike.
You ain't gonna forget that.
Nope.
Ain't nobody gonna forget that, man. Nobody going to forget that. So
man, you got Tom Brady hiding concussions, and this dude leg hurt.
I just don't get it with Jay Cutler. I just don't get that signing. we'll see how things. I hope he's not the starter. I hope he's a backup, but he's making.
Oh, he is the starter because Tannehill.
He's getting starter money.
Yeah, he is the starter because Tannehill might be out for the season. So you got this guy playing New England twice.
I say better.
Let's sink that in. They're going to probably run. Well,
I say you're better off with your backup quarterback from last year. Tony C on line number two. How you doing, man? Tony C, you there? Tony C?
Just say Luger was the best world champion. He might talk.
Yeah, we know that's a lie. But, you know, let's move on to the other side of the spectrum. I do believe Colin Kaepernick might have been a better fit, but with him wearing that Fidel Castro t-shirt.
But it was with Malcolm X, too.
It was. Do you think they're afraid of the backlash they could have gotten from the Cuban community?
Heck, you got people wearing all types of stuff. But see, the question is, do they want to win? We don't care about the backlash if he sucks, but if guys is stinking up the joint, you know what I'm saying? It's dumb. Like, you know, it's these guys ain't going to win with Cutler.
Yeah, they're not. Unless
you're trying to get yourself in the draft or something, that's about the best bet you get. But he's had three different coaches. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You know, he went through three different head coaches, man.
Tony C.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you now. What's up, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. What's going on?
Chill.
Talking about Jay Cutler.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's as worse as Rex Grossman. At least Rex Grossman gave you something.
Why? Because he's a former Redskin?
Oh!
Not that. He at least to try to motivate the team. He might have been horrible as hell. This dude just don't care.
Listen, he is getting $10 million to lead them to 8-8.
Oh nah.
You ain't going 8-8.
You being generous. About 4-12 records. Man.
They ain't that bad. They got some talent over on the offense.
But he ain't a leader.
They don't need him to be a leader. They just need him not to turn the ball over.
To be fair, they do have JJ. They do have Kenny Stills. You do have some talent on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not saying you don't. I just think Kaepernick would have been a better fit for you.
No, Kaepernick, you'd have had to do a lot of smoke and mirrors. Gase already knew him. And you'd rather go with the evil you know than the evil you don't know when it comes to playing quarterback. You know?
So let me ask you this. What do you fellas think it'll take for someone to sign Colin Kaepernick?
I can't even comment on that because I don't want to go down that path. So I guess I'll let you take it.
It'd be tough, man. It'd be tough. Any thoughts, Doom?
I don't know. Four more quarterbacks get hurt.
And some injuries.
They're talking about dusting off Tebow, man.
Yeah, I heard that. I saw that story too. They were thinking about getting him. That man ain't thrown a football since what, 2012?
He doing good in baseball.
Yeah, He needs to stay there. He needs to stay playing baseball. All right, let's switch gears over to Tony C's team for a second. Should Ezekiel Elliott...
Or what?
Y'all got to pay them fines, damn it. Jerry Jones crying about y'all to... dudes need to start getting suspended.
A couple of things that just tickle my craw. I'm not saying Jerry Jones don't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying that. Tremendous business owner, raised the volume of that team, the value of that team, won championships. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to go in there. I'm not saying that. But why are you putting him in here? Why are you putting him in the Hall now?
Hey, look, man. Y'all gonna quit acting like this thing called white privilege ain't the real thing, man.
It is.
That's all I'm gonna say.
It is.
Cause.
Nah, when, yeah, you gloss over the fact that he was just basically putting over Tony Romo.
He did that too.
Right. When he get in before the head coach of the team, that's when you know.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Jimmy Johnson?
Exactly.
He still... I thought he was in.
No.
He ain't in. Oh. He's not in. Another thing that bothered me, too, in that speech that you just brought up, Doom, he said... Didn't he say in that speech that Romo played in the most meaningful games?
Man, they barely... Didn't he go to the Super... Man, okay.
So what does that mean? So
screw you, Terry Aikman. Screw you, Roger Staubach.
Exactly.
Man, when you get that age...
You getting old and senile.
Exactly. Look at the president. They just make up their alternate realities, man. Come on. You got to take what they say with a grain of salt. Yeah. With a grain of salt.
I was kind of hoping T.O. was going to make it, but I know at some point T.O. will, so I'm not worried about
man, it. Man, T.O. attitude, you talking about, y'all talking about white privilege. T.O. done burned so many bridges in the NFL, they going to make him pay a little bit.
But in his defense, when you top three in all receiving categories, you don't need the Hall of Fame. Your numbers speak for themselves.
That's true.
Oh, I know true. That. I'm just saying, but...
I wouldn't even go if they put me in.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd be like, I'm straight. I'm good. I don't want no bus. I don't want none of that. Because now, next year, him and Randy Moss are up to go in. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to put both of them in at the same time.
Nah. It'd be funny to put Randy Moss in before...
And see, that's why football, part of the issue with football players, now why they don't got guaranteed money and stuff like that, because they don't stick together.
Nah, it's the union.
They weak. They worried about, they look at it like somebody else can take their spot, but
yeah,
you got to understand. You made the roster for a reason because there wasn't nobody better than you
right
at that position. So
yeah,
you got more ground to stand on than you think. But they don't see it that way, and that's why they ain't got no loyalty toward one another.
It's all about that dollar.
In their eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't look at the bigger picture.
Hence what's going on with Kaepernick.
Yeah, all the black players like, we ain't gonna play no more.
Yeah.
They have a job.
But yep.
They too worried about losing their spot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, agreed.
So,
agreed.
That's why the NBA always gonna trump them.
And baseball.
Baseball too. They get guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Guaranteed money. Even if somebody get hurt on the job without a union, they got some type of workers' compensation or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They can take care of them. Fools be worried about losing their spot. So they get what they deserve.
Losing their spot on the roster. Now
they get their brains knocked out for and then have to fight for money. Exactly. Like, dude, come on. How much sense does that make?
Yep.
But that's dumb.
Now, another reason why I wanted to bring up the Cowboys is that they kicked off our season. They won the 2017 Hall of Fame game with a 2018 win versus the Arizona Cardinals. Tony,
hold on. Okay, let him go because I got a little gripe to that.
Now, Tony C, I want to ask you, because for general knowledge, Tony C is a Cowboys fan. Doom's a Redskins fan. I'm a Saints fan. So that's just putting it out there over where our allegiances lie. So, Tony C, now, is this a bad omen? As the winner of the Hall of Fame game haven't made the playoffs since 2001? Can Dallas break that?
Not with this schedule, no. I've been on record millions and millions of times since the schedule came out, saying that we'll be lucky if we go 9-7, 8-8. Because of our defense. So,
right.
If me personally, if I was Jerry Jones, I would tank this year. And then get a good old last place schedule next year.
Yeah, go for it then.
Yep.
And go for it then.
Or get a Patriots schedule because, you know, they get that easy.
You gotta have the Patriots division.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Now, Doom, what
I mean, next year, I think we do play the AFC East, though. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Now, Doom, what was your gripe about the game?
Man, it was what happened the next day. One damn victory. Cowboy fans walking around here, damn, starred out. Like, dude, it's a preseason game, man. Y'all don't need to be sitting here in hats. It's just sickening, man. I can't take it already, man. It's just,
being that you're a Redskins fan, you know, you always gonna be jealous of that which is Cowboy lore, you know.
Hell no, man. Damn.
Y'all about two Super Bowls behind.
Hey, man, at least we ain't like the Eagles. Shit.
I mean, but I'm just saying.
We all know
the Eagles ain't had a relevant season since T.O. left. We understand that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But all that being said, you know, if they win the Super Bowl, what, we'll be the only division in football with everybody with the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're the last one. You might be right. You might be right. I'm trying to think now. You might be right.
Because in the AFC East, Buffalo don't got one.
Nope.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins got one. Patriots got one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Dolphins had two.
Nuh-uh.
They got one.
Yeah, they got one. They lost that game. Lost that game.
The Jets got one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we just waiting on the Eagles.
Yep.
Long way.
That's why I'm talking about with Surfer and the Patriots. That division don't really flip itself, never.
Yeah.
We won that division like, 15 years straight or something like that? 15 out of 16?
It's not like the NFC South at all.
It's not like the NFC East either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now, let's move into a little MMA. John Jones defeat Daniel Cormier by knockout to win the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. Now, here's the thing that I kind of think is funny. He's talking trash about having a super fight with Brock Lesnar.
That sport needs that,
but he'll get killed.
Yeah.
But you could have Brock try to come down the weight to fight him.
Hell no, that'd be funny. Remember what happened last time Brock tried to drop weight? That's when he got that mono thing.
Yep.
Doing that.
I mean, you know, last time Brock actually fought somebody that could fight, he got his ass whipped. And when he fought Mark Hunt, he was juiced up to the gills. So if he come in clean, he might got a chance to lose.
Not if he had to go. He would have to go up. Right. John Jones would have to. That would be my thing. I'm not dropping like nobody.
Okay. But see, Brock's at the mercy of the UFC.
No, he not. Because he can make his own fight. Once he go back in, he can ride that suspension now. He can fight in. He can fight people other than John Jones. If John Jones really want to fight, he'll put on weight and come up. Why would I drop weight to fight somebody?
I don't know.
That logic makes no sense. I'm losing my advantage.
Right.
If somebody came to you and said, let's fight, and they only weighed 150 pounds, and you weigh 225, you're going to be like, and they say, let's fight at 150.
I'm just so dumb.
Nobody ain't got to drop nothing. This fight is a super fight. It's an exhibition.
Right.
I'm just so dumb with Brock Lesnar, man.
I ain't mad at it. I can't get mad at that dude because he, at least he honest.
Yeah.
He don't fake hustle. I don't get mad at nobody who about their grind. Right. About getting the check. That's what he about. He about a check. And doing less work
to that was the worst contract they've ever made. Because I don't think they made the return. We can talk about that tomorrow night.
Now.
I mean, but you got to look at it like this. Any way you slice it. If you could get paid full-time pay for part-time work, you wouldn't take it?
No, I'm not saying Brock because I know he would have took. I'm talking about the E gave him that messed up ass contract.
Well, that's what you got to realize the business that he in is based on dates,
right?
And the one thing that can kill your character in that realm is the more times people see you. I mean, if you work in 300 plus dates, at the end of the day, people gonna get tired of looking at you.
That's what
Paul Heyman said. You see Roman Reigns.
That's what Paul Heyman said. So that's a good point. Go ahead.
Nah, but I wouldn't have never put the belt on him.
Don't mean nothing anyway. That championship ain't meant nothing. The WWE title ain't meant nothing in a long, long time. Probably since Brock beat Cena for it.
Yeah.
Then once he did that, is when they started playing hot potato with it.
Yep. Well, I wanted to go into a little bit of a different conversation. My good friend Steve Manderson broke a story on Facebook from USA Today. He was the first person I saw who broke it on Facebook. Ray Lewis's son is charged with sexually assaulting two women. I know one, according to the story, was 18, possibly drugged or intoxicated.
Was he hanging out with Bill Cosby?
I wasn't going there. But the thing, it's just disturbing because I don't want to see this. He's only 20 years old. I don't know what he can do to have himself vindicated from this.
Hey, man, that's why you got to teach kids no mean no.
Yeah.
And if you have boys, man, it's too many women out here to be trying to take.
They giving it away now, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much. It's you can pay for it before you got to, you know, just drug and do all that. So
yeah.
I feel sorry for the dude, but
he's been charged. I do too. He's been charged with third degree criminal sexual conduct. assault, he's up for saying that it happened Saturday, January 23rd, at an apartment near campus, according to police records. He turned himself in this past Friday, according to a WNBF News report. His arrest warrant alleges knowledgeable sexual battery of an 18-year-old female who was incapacitated from the use of drugs and / or alcohol. He led Coastal Carolina last year. He didn't lead them. He had 12 games with Coastal Carolina. He was credited with 14 tackles in the 2015 season. Go ahead.
And he'll kill his potential NFL career.
Yeah. If he can't get past this. If he can't get past this. So we'll see. A lot. I know some guys have gotten past this. I think Jerome Bettis went through a similar case with this some years ago, and he crushed it. So we'll see if his son can also do the same. This is my first time I heard the story when I came home this evening, so I definitely want to get it out there because I don't think anybody from the major wires broke that story yet. So,
because you know that's his, their boy.
Yep. So hopefully he can go ahead and get past that and move on to finish to have a great life. Wanted to go into the NBA now. Doc Rivers was relieved as Clippers GM. Can the Clippers be a better team with him just coaching?
Yes, because they finna get rid of Austin Rivers.
Lord Jesus.
Why you hating on Austin, man?
But it's a conflict of interest, man.
Nepotism is a part of this world, whether we like it or not. Yes, sometimes it ain't what you know, is who you know.
Yes, sir.
So, and they just mad because he nixed that trade that would have sent Austin to the Knicks, right?
I think
and
Melo
to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc Rivers was like, hell no, my kid. Hey, you know, but bottom line is, man. Listen, we got crap going on in the government. Nepotism at its finest.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So when you be looking at sports and like trying to, can't get rid of that, my dude.
Oh no.
Sports is small potatoes. That's all I'm saying.
Anything else you wanted to
but
add?
But anyway, the Clippers ain't winning nothing.
Nope.
Hey, y'all. So, it don't matter what Doc Rivers do, he'll be gone in a minute. They with Ryan.
Do you think he's on the hot seat?
I mean, the seat already was hot. They just need an excuse now to get rid of him. And they got it. They took his other title. It's only one title left.
Yep. I thought it was kind of interesting, though. The thing that I thought was kind of interesting, they didn't lower his pay.
That's going to be the reason for them firing him.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of
so interesting. So we're paying you all this money, and we can be an 8th seed or not making the playoffs.
Golden State by 50.
You can come back to Orlando and coach the Magic.
You go coach the Magic to a championship. Oh, Doc Rivers, boy! I think they'll be a little bit better because he can focus all his time and energy on coaching. But he just doesn't have the roster now. You got DeAndre. You got Blake. And that's it.
Chris Paul won't that good.
I ain't gonna say all that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
I mean, he was.
He wanted all that for the Clippers, but
he was injury prone.
If he would have been a Laker, he would have been to the finals by now. People don't understand. They like to peg Chris. That's what I don't get when people criticize Chris Paul. Like, dude. That man wasn't even supposed to be on that team. Real talk. He's supposed to be a lady.
That's true. That's true.
Oh boy, was it David Stern?
David Stern nicked it.
But I heard something else. It was, I forgot who it was, with Bus or something. Because David Stern came out saying he ain't do that, but I don't believe his ass.
Me neither.
Everybody know he blocked it because he worked for the league and he worked for the Hornets.
Yeah, at that time.
You know, help
team,
the Lakers?
At that team, the Hornets was owned by the league. So.
And you know, people have saw how the Lakers had already got Paul Gasol.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Like, no, we not finna do that.
If that would have been CP3 with Kobe? Ooh. And speaking
and,
of...
And LeBron, that mean if CP3 would have been... that means LeBron would have probably came in 2011. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have went to Miami.
Right. He would have went straight to the Lakers.
Yep.
And speaking of Kobe and
go ahead.
And speaking of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan was in the news, states that Kobe is a better player than LeBron James. He says 5 is greater than 3. He also said that Kawhi Leonard is a better two-way player than LeBron. Why do you guys think Jordan is throwing all this shade toward LeBron James?
Because LeBron has been throwing shade at Jordan for this whole season.
It ain't shade, it's true.
Yeah.
Because I do think Kobe is better, and I do think Kawhi is a better two-way player.
LeBron don't D up like he used to, like he could in his prime.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Durant shoot at this.
Exactly. Just smoked him like a pack of cool.
I'm still with you, Tony C. He got outplayed by little J.J. Barea. How big is J.J. Barea? 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", somewhere in that range?
Even when Kobe sabotaged the finals in 04, he still outplayed, for the most part, Rip Hamilton. So, I mean, people got LeBron shades on, but they know, they should know that the only reason Shaq was the Finals MVP
was because of Kobe.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
If Kobe don't win that game against Indiana, that series go a whole different way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
When Shaq fouled out a bunch of games leading up to the finals. It's just the teams, when they got to the finals, didn't have an answer for Shaq.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that was Shaq's only thing, was his size. It wasn't really much of his skill, because he could just bully you.
His footwork was stupid.
I'm saying, but he could back it down. I'm talking about if you can.
I'm talking about in the pivot.
Yeah.
He had the footwork to be that big. But Kobe could have been the MVP of those series. Yeah. Why would you want?
Just like Kyrie could have been the finals MVP. Because LeBron was having meltdowns, but Kyrie steadily was getting 40 a game. But nobody wants to talk about that. That's why this breakup is happening.
Cause Kobe telling him, see what happened to me. He's gonna say that people carried you to a title.
Right.
Yeah.
That man carried you to a title.
Cause all I remember, talk
to Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe. People still say that Shaq carried Kobe the first 3 titles. That don't know basketball, that wasn't watching. But I know Shaq ain't care a damn thing. Because a lot of time in the Western Conference Finals, I remember 2 of them, be exact. Kobe carried Shaq. So, you know the hell they was watching.
let's move over a little bit to Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Conor McGregor's former sparring partner claims that when McGregor takes a body shot, he whimpers like a girl.
Well, what that matter? Floyd ain't gonna hit him.
Yeah.
There ain't no news. If they was gonna get in there and throw, that'd be worth something, but Floyd Mayweather ain't about to throw. He's just going to try and even knock him out.
Get some cardio in that night.
So you don't think he can knock Conor out? Or as Shannon Sharp say, lump him up a little bit?
Let's go back through the annals of time. Tell me how many people Floyd Mayweather lumped up in the last 10 years. I'm going to wait.
You've been waiting a long time, because I can't think of nobody he lumped up like that.
He hasn't. He ain't no... He's a... What do you say? One of those finesse boxers? He's not a fighter. He's a
defensive fighter.
Yeah, he ain't no Marvin Hagler.
He ain't gonna take no chances.
Yeah. That's why he picks and chooses his fight. And that's why he gets tired.
Brock Lesnar, he worse than Brock.
I don't like him either. They're going, like, especially when he fought who was it, out of Sugar Shane Mosley, when he was out of his prime, when he's a bum. Mm-hmm. And he go around, I beat the mess out of him. I was like, man, Sugar Shane Mosley looked like he was going to crack when he fought him. But he did rock him, though. Yeah. If he'd have fought him in a good, you know, when he was actually worth something.
But we all know that. He ain't fight nobody in their prime. No.
He waited. He waited to fight everybody.
Yep.
He waited.
But you can't tell that to people, because they're going to sit. They like damn Cleveland fans. They got blinders on. They just get real loud, like they winning an argument.
I hope they don't get loud about nothing. Cleveland fans can't get loud about nothing.
They're going to be real. You ain't going to see one in a few, about another year.
Oh, they'll be Laker fans then.
Yep.
Ankles going to break.
Only you know they're diehard because they're going to have a damn J.R. Smith jersey.
They ain't going to have that. They're going to be like, I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I better get off that. But I think his years be past him then.
He can go. Long as he ain't got to guard the best player, he's straight.
We got
he needs somebody to hide his defensive deficiencies.
All right, we got 8 minutes left to go on the show, so let's go ahead and speed things up just a tad bit. The first preseason college coaches poll is out, and I'll go through I'll go through the top 10 real quick, and I started from 10 up. Number 10 is Wisconsin. Number 9 is Michigan. Number 8 is Oklahoma. Number 7 is Washington. Number 6 is Penn State. Number 5 is Clemson. I think that's the most interesting. Number 4 is USC or Southern Cal. Number 3, Florida State. Number 2, Ohio State. And number 1 is Alabama. I think Clemson is ranked too high.
Well, you'll see. You'll know. They play Florida State early, I think. So, but forget all that. Let's talk about the real situation.
What's the real situation?
That we got on our hands. What's the real that's coming situation? Down the pipe Labor Day weekend. That damn Nick Saban train.
Oh, that little tussle we got with Batman in the ATL.
Little tussle.
damn it, I'm trying to still get tickets to that game, damn it. I'm close to getting them, too. But
I want everybody here right now on live on record. William Morgan is willing to bet me a dinner.
Yes.
That Florida State is going to beat Alabama.
Where's the dinner at?
Wherever I decide. But he got his Florida State blinders on. He ain't learned his lesson about Nick Saban in the openers yet. Now, if this was a bowl game, okay, I understand. You might have a shot. But look at Nick Saban's track record in them openers the last handful of years.
Yeah.
So what happened? Shit, Nick Saban did derail some damn season for people.
I got a feeling that game will go to overtime.
Man, please. Look.
Tony C don't believe.
Listen, if he whooped USC, USC I know got better talent than Florida State right now. Man on man right now.
Look, my only concern.
It may not be 51-3 or whatever it was, but y'all little quarterback is going to learn today.
Look, my only concern about FSU, FSU is young, but in terms of the talent, The talent is there, and I believe we can. And Jimbo's doing it right. He's putting those young cats in the fire early to get them ready. I think FSU can do it, man. I think they can do it. They're going.
Well, the only good thing about college football now, you don't get penalized for losing no game like this,
right.
Unless you get a nose blowed off.
Yeah, if you can keep it close. You know,
but it's also early in the season too. So
that's what I said.
Yeah.
If it was a bowl game, Florida State might, you know. But once them lights on,
but I think we can do it. I think we can do it, man. Look at all those losses Alabama's done had to the coaching staff, the Alabama quarterback. That boy was like a deer in headlights in that championship game.
And y'all quarterback was getting – he loved getting knocked around.
Hey.
So if y'all offensive line ain't got no better.
Hey. Sure, we did beat Michigan.
That ain't hard to do. That's your staple win of the year? Really? Really?
What?
Y'all beat Michigan?
Well, Michigan was a quality team.
Can't beat Ohio State.
They got robbed. They
did get robbed. I could tell you some stories that I heard about that doggone game.
I tell you what, this year, don't nobody want to play Ohio State. I wouldn't want to. They got a damn borderline semi-pro team coming through there.
That's what I heard.
And it's going to get even worse next year because they got another top recruit class coming through that. Ohio State finna be Alabama-esque. If you got Ohio State on your schedule, you might want to put an L next to that.
Pack a lunch. It's going to be a long day at the office.
A lunch ain't going to even do you no good, man.
But I will bet that dinner with you, Tony C. I will bet that dinner because I do believe we can get that victory. Last thing I want to go over was something that took place today. Old man Anquan Boldin signs a 1-year, $4 million deal with the Buffalo Bills. How much do you think he has left in the tank?
About 2 miles.
He can get open. And, shit, he got a Super Bowl, so the Ravens ain't won nothing since he left.
Well, Joe Flacco was kind of trash to me.
Flacco killed his back, so
Yeah.
He might not never be the same again.
Yep. He got a Super Bowl. He gonna get an ESPN analyst job and be like, damn, Trent Dilfer talking down to people.
Hey, when you got that Super Bowl ring, I guess you can talk down there all the bunch of quarterbacks.
Yeah. Like, you just
you got now.
I mean, the whole thing about that division, they all fighting for second.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh going to blow the doors off all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Pittsburgh can't beat New England, so it don't even matter. It's like they the tallest midget.
I mean, it's like the Patriots, the Steelers, and then everybody else.
Hey, don't sleep on the Raiders.
Yeah, I forgot the Raiders.
Because if old boy wouldn't have got hurt, I think it might have been a different playoff.
It could have been. It very well could have been. But very, very quickly, guys, before we end the show, let's go ahead and go over all the shows we got coming up on Rant EM Radio this week. Tomorrow's a Rant EM doubleheader. We got tomorrow starting off at 7 p.m. Eastern, the Shining Wizards. Then right after those guys at 9 p.m., we got the Rant with AA and Tony C. Man, somebody got to show AA how to play fantasy, man, because I want AA to play with us this year, but he declined me. I want AA to play with us, man. Shoot, knowing him, you know what? Knowing his luck, he can win the whole freaking thing. You know how that works sometimes.
Beginner luck.
Yeah.
All we had to do this year is just make sure there's no trading and playoffs will be all right this year.
But yeah, I cut that out.
No.
That was the first set, and that changed right there. That was the first one that changed. Then on Thursday, we got an all-new Rant and Wrestling coming up for you. Then right after that, we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rega and Choppy. And then right after that, as he has requested me to do as of yesterday, What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer and his crew. So,
what were you requested to do again?
I've been messing with him. And I was calling it, What Are You Ruling? And he
told what the problem is?
I know. But he told me he asked me yesterday to stop doing that. So I'm respecting.
Well, what the hell? Why the hell? That's like not calling McDonald's McDonald's.
McDowell's.
Yeah, calling it McDowell's. You calling it like you see it. What are you talking about?
Look, sir.
We on this network speak truth to power.
That's right.
So, see the Infinity Gauntlet over there. That's what he see there.
Well,
I feel William is William Show, and he can play it how he see fit. The man want to change his name to Muhammad Ali. God damn it, it's free country.
Also,
you got to respect your wishes and call it the What Are You Ruling. How does he even know you calling it that? He ain't even listening.
He says he's listening to the show on the download.
Oh, thank you.
Another thing that made me sort of upset about that whole situation, I've known Surfer for 30 years. I just got his cell phone number yesterday.
Now, that's terrible. That is terrible.
I miss messing with you,
Surfer. You got a friend in me.
I miss messing with you, Surfer. I got your number. Don't forget, we also got the Rant EM Fantasy League coming up soon, so if you want to hit up on that, you can go to the Sports Report page. You can also go to the Rant EM Group page. Send me your email, and I'll get you into the league. 16-team league. We got four teams in each division, total of four divisions. Going to do our slot this year, too, so you can carry someone who's injured until they can come back healthy. So definitely.
I just hope we don't draft and then have to redraft again.
Nah.
Make sure that don't happen.
I added an extra bench player as well. Instead of going 7 on the bench, we're going 8. So we'll be good to go there. And that will be broadcast live, by the way, September the 3rd, 4 days away from the start of the season. And the draft will be broadcasted live on EM Radio.
And I hope the scoring I hope the scoring is on the up and up to where your bench, all your points count. God damn it.
It's standard scoring for the league. Standard scoring, so you don't have to worry about that. The ESPN original default was PPR, but I changed it to standard, so it should be on the up and up this year with no problems.
Gentlemen, penalizing people because they somebody on the bench and crap. Shaking my head.
All right, guys. Got the show's plug. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on or anything you want to promote before we get out of here for tonight?
Nah. I'm good.
No go Redskins.
I made it. Hashtag I made it.
No go Redskins, Doom.
Nah, you know. I got to see how we do this first preseason game before I start.
You ain't gonna have your boy Jordan Reed there.
As long as we
fall off or something.
As long as we got him during the season, I don't care.
Maybe I have him then.
That's a concern because I got him.
Wait, we still got Vernon Davis though. He showed up last year.
Well, why don't you draft him with your first pick for the Titans?
Hey.
There you go. See? It's all fun until people start playing with your fantasy, right?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Them dudes be all right.
I got Jordan.
Exactly. See, he'll be all right. See, you ain't gonna put that first tight end pick on him, nope. Vernon Davis.
Nope, he ain't.
My point exactly.
We be all right. Like I said, I just got to see how to play the game. Then I'll gauge how much shit talking I'll talk this year.
Even though your quarterback wanted to be in San Francisco, but we ain't talking
about that. Trust me, I'm about to drive up to Richmond right now to training camp and sit down, have a one-on-one with Kurt. Like, hey.
You'll drive up and have a one-on-one with Kurt. Hey.
Like, listen here, dog. Hey, you leave. Don't worry about it. You ain't going to make it the same.
Master P had a song back in the day called Captain Kurt. Can you say?
Do me a favor. Do me a favor, dude. Take one of those digital recorders and send me a copy of that interview for the network.
No worry. I got some recording I got to do for the network. It will be unveiled. I am going to figure out one of these problems of the league, not the league, network.
Okay.
I'll tell you offline.
Okay. For everyone, thank you for being here. We have some folks listening in on live, and for those listening on the download, thank you for that. We do appreciate that as well. For Tony C, for Doom, myself, everybody have a good night, and we will see you again next week right here on Randy M Radio. Everybody, please take care.
Hello.
Tony C.